5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line, as she does every Wednesday when we're lucky, is KT McFarland, Fox News security analyst. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland, and you should, because you learn stuff. Good morning to you, KT.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I'm going to have to change that up. It's getting repetitive, but it's true. I learn stuff every time I read one of your tweets. Listen, I want to talk about something that's not getting a lot of attention right now, and perhaps should, given the fact that we have people in harm's way right now, and that's what's going on in Iraq and the battle for Mosul. I've been hearing some reports that it's going to go really, really slow, and it may not be going all that well. What's your sense of it?
You're right. I think it'll go slow. I think it's going to not go necessarily well. And I can't figure out what our objective is in all of this. Is it to get rid of ISIS? Okay. But then what happens? Who's in charge after that? Is it the Iraq government? Well, wait, the Iraq government is dominated by Iran. And anyway, who are we fighting with? Okay, we have the Turks are there, but they're not really fighting ISIS. They're really fighting the Kurds. The Kurds are fighting ISIS. We're fighting ISIS. The Iraqi Shiite militias, they're fighting ISIS, sort of, but for the most part, they're really fighting Sunnis. That what they'd like to do is get the whole region free of Sunnis, and then they can settle it with Shiites. Now, why is that? It's because Iraq is Shiite, and Damascus, Syria is Shiite, and Hezbollah is Shiite. I mean, we're like in a maze, and somehow we think we're going to, with 5,000 troops, we're going to somehow be in a position to shape events here. I think we're in the middle of a multi-sided civil war, and as usual, we're on the weakest side.
And it's something that people should really be focusing on and concerned about, KT, because this is about our national security and the world's security and the security of our closest ally. And this brings me to our next question. You know, I did a half an hour yesterday on our afternoon show asking women voters, what is the most important issue to you? Because I'm told by smart people in the Beltway here that it's the most important thing to women voters is what Donald Trump said to Billy Bush 11 years ago on audio.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I think every single person said national security. Are we not having a serious enough discussion about this, and should Donald Trump be focusing more on this?
A, he should be focusing only on this.
Yeah.
And secondly, yeah, I think that here's what I worry about, is that the stuff that we're talking about, you know, the sex stuff, I mean, that has a human face to it, so it gets everybody all excited, and the media's just decided it's the most important issue, whether it's Clinton sex or Trump sex or sex. On the other hand, I'm thinking that the more important issue is, what country am I leaving my kids? Is it one that is where America leads from the front? Is it one that America has values? Is it one where it's still the land of opportunity, where we still are a melting pot? And I don't think anybody's addressing those issues, or if they are, the media's refusing to cover them. And to me, that's the biggest betrayal of the country of all, is that we are at a time of very serious decisions on health care, on taxes, on how the economy should be structured, on how we see ourselves in the world, on how we protect ourselves from terrorists, on how we deal with the upcoming nuclear weapons of bad guys who are going to be aimed at the United States. And so somehow those things are kind of pushed to the side, and it's far more important in the mainstream media's opinion to focus on these important issues, but not as nearly as important to me as the fact that North Korea is going to have nuclear weapons capable of reaching the United States before the end of the next presidency.
And you point out, and rightfully so, that that ought to be the focus. And if you focus on that for a moment, you have to look at her track record as Secretary of State, which I don't think was stellar. And even her friends and recently, we know because of the WikiLeaks emails, have said that she has terrible instincts, makes terrible decisions. If you look at it honestly, you have to be very concerned about that.
I think Hillary Clinton has been on the wrong side of every foreign policy issue for the last 15 years.
I do too. Yeah.
And for this, we're going to get a promotion. Look, I think that the country goes through these cathartic changes every 40 years, where we look at the entrenched bureaucracy, and that's all my friends inside the Beltway, and we say, look, you guys aren't getting the job done anymore. We want to get rid of all of you. So it's not just Republican versus Democrat every 40 years. It's Washington versus the rest of the country. And that's where I think we are. And if Hillary Clinton is elected and continues to be Barack Obama's third term, you know, continues with the established, entrenched status quo policies that we've seen, then I think the revolution, the grassroots populist movement that's sweeping the country, I think it comes roaring back.
KT McFarland, you often speak to us about the very real threat in terms of a cyber attack. And on Friday, most Americans had some nuisance. They tried to get to Netflix or Twitter or Spotify, and for some reason, those sites were down and they weren't working. And it turns out, we learned, that this was actually a coordinated cyber attack. It was a nuisance, yes, but does this portend something much more threatening and much darker?
I think we should all be running around with our hair on fire over this, and nobody's paying attention. Yes, what happened was that as yet unknown unidentified somebodies took the sort of simple devices you have in your house. You guys were probably part of this attack. I'm sure I probably was. And they took your webcam or your baby monitor or your DVR, and they turned them into zombies that then went and attacked the sites that you've just mentioned.
Wow.
And took them down. We sort of are just figuring out now how it happened, but we have yet to figure out who did it, or why they did it, or what's to prevent them from doing it tomorrow.
And is, again, putting it back into the, for setting aside politics for a moment, do we have the infrastructure in place at this administration or at the Pentagon to actually take this threat seriously and do whatever kind of preventative measures are needed?
No. And it's for a whole lot of different reasons. I mean, the government's always 10 steps behind anyway. Mm. Private industry has other sort of objectives. They have a worldwide market. They don't want to be beholden to government. I mean, my plan would be to take the senior leaders of Silicon Valley, the people who manufacture these products, and whoever the government people are appropriate, and lock them in a room, send in pizza and Diet Coke. Let them come out for occasional bathroom breaks, but they don't come out of that room until they have figured out a plan to defend the entire nation, the civilian infrastructure of this country, against cyber attack.
You know, in 1 week, exactly 1 week, when we talk to you next, we will ostensibly know who the next president of the United States, I'm sorry, it's 2 weeks, 2 weeks from now. Do you have any thoughts about how it's shaping up?
If I were doing that, I would be paid a whole lot more money.
Yeah, baby. And you'd be worth every penny, KT, as you always are. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, ma'am.
Thank you, KT. I appreciate it.